Offer hope to the untouchables. Do not let the song die. Be careful with beauty. Beauty must pass.
Do not leave the path. What did that mean? Anne wonders aloud.
How about the slippery nippery nymphs? Felicity says, giggling. Or beware the poppy warriors. They will gobble you up. Gobble, gobble.
Anne starts to giggle, but the corset cuts her merriment short. She can only smile and pant.
She was trying to tell us something. I'm sure of it. I'm feeling quite defensive on this matter.
Come now, Gemma. It was a nonsense poem. Poor Nell Hawkins is as mad as a hatter.
Then how did she know about the Gorgon, or the Forest of Lights, or the Golden Mist?
Perhaps you told her.
I didn't.
She read it somewhere, then.
No, I protest. I believe she was speaking to us in a code, and if we can decipher it, we shall unlock the mystery of the temple's location.
Gemma, I know you wish to believe that Nell holds the key to all of this, but I must say, having seen her, that you are mistaken.
You sound like Kartik.
I instantly regret mentioning his name.
What is it, Gemma? You're frowning, Anne inquires.
Kartik, he's gone.
Gone? Gone where?
Felicity asks, pulling on a stocking and examining it against the curve of her calf.
Back to the Rakshana. I insulted him and he left.
What did you say?
Felicity asks.
I told him I didn't even think of him as Indian.
What is insulting about that?
Felicity says, not understanding. She removes the stocking and drops it on the floor.
Gemma, are we to go into the realms tonight? I want to show Pip my new gown and wish her a Merry Christmas.
It will be difficult to get away, I say.
Nonsense. There are always opportunities to escape from the chaperones. I've done it before.
I wish to enjoy the ball, I say.
Felicity fixes me with a mocking smile.
You wish to enjoy Simon Middleton?
I was rather hoping to dance with Tom, Anne admits.
We'll go tomorrow, I say, throwing Felicity a bone.
I hate it when you're this way. Some day I shall have my own power, and then I will enter the realms any time I please, Felicity huffs.
Felicity, don't be mad, Anne pleads. It's just one night. Tomorrow we'll go into the realms again.
She walks away, dismissing us.
I miss Pip. She was always game.
After Felicity's rude departure, Anne and I make small talk and spend time playing with ribbons. Then, as if nothing's happened at all, Felicity bursts through the doors along with Franny, who carries the blue silk dress gently across her arms.
Oh, let's have a look, shall we?
Felicity exclaims. Anne steps into the pooled fabric, snakes her arms through. Franny loops the small pearl buttons at the back. It's lovely. Anne twirls in it as if she can't believe the girl in the mirror could be her own reflection.
What do you think? I say, holding Anne's hair off her neck for a grand effect.
She nods. Yes, I like it. Thank you, Felicity.
Don't thank me. It will be pleasure enough to watch my mother's face fall.
What do you mean? Anne asks. I thought you said she wouldn't care.
Did I?
Felicity says, feigning surprise. I flash Felicity a warning look. She ignores me and pulls out a burgundy velvet gown from the pile on the bed.
Franny, you're such a brilliant seamstress. I'm sure it would be no trouble at all for you to make a tiny adjustment to this gown. Why, I'm certain you could do it within the hour.
Franny blushes.
Yes, miss?
It's just that the bodice on this dress is far too prim for a young lady going to such a grand party. Don't you agree?
Franny examines the bodice.
I suppose I could lower it just a bit, miss.
Oh, yes, please. Straight away, Felicity says, pushing Franny out the door.
She takes over my spot at the dressing table and breaks into a wicked grin.
This should be quite amusing.
Why do you hate her so? I say.
I'm growing rather fond of Franny, actually.
I meant your mother. Felicity holds up a pair of garnet earbobs for inspection.
I don't care for her taste in gowns.
If you don't wish to discuss it.
No, I don't,
Felicity says. Sometimes Felicity is as much a mystery to me as the location of the temple.
She is spiteful and childish one minute, lively and spirited in the next, a girl kind enough to bring Anne home for Christmas and small enough to think Kartik is her inferior.
"She seems quite nice to me," Anne says.
Felicity stares at the ceiling.
She has a lot invested in seeming nice, light and amusing. That's what's important to her. But don't make the mistake of going to her with anything that matters.
Something dark and hard flits across the surface of Felicity's face. "What do you mean?" I ask.
"Nothing,"
she mutters, and the mystery that is Felicity Worthington deepens. For fun, I slip into one of Felicity's frocks, a deep green satin, and fastens the hooks and a shapely waist comes into view. It is startling to see myself this way, the half-moons of my pale breasts peeking above the crush of silk and flowers. Is this the girl everyone else sees? To Felicity and Anne, I'm a means into the realms. To Grandmama, I am something to be moulded into shape. To Tom, I am a sister to be endured. To Father, I am a good girl, always one step away from disappointing him. To Simon, I'm a mystery. To Kartik, I am a task he must master. My reflection stares back at me, waiting for an introduction. "Hello, girl in the mirror. You are Gemma Doyle. And I've no idea who you really are."